The day has finally arrived. Special Counsel Robert Mueller today delivered his report to the Attorney General. This marks the end of an investigation that started 2 years ago.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
That's former FBI Director James Comey speaking in March of 2017. Of course, Comey would later be fired by President Trump, and Robert Mueller would be appointed to lead that investigation into links between the Trump campaign and Russia. What a 2 years it's been since then. Joining me in the studio is The World's Matthew Bell, who's been covering the story for us. And also with us on the line is journalist Garrett Graff. He's the author of a biography of Robert Mueller. Matthew Bell, you've been here. You've been watching this since the beginning. What just happened?
Yeah, it was soon after 5 o'clock. We just got news that a statement had come out from the Attorney General's office. William Barr said that the investigation from the special counsel led by Robert Mueller had concluded. That means we know certain things. We know the investigation is now over. It's been, as you said, been going on for so long, produced a lot of material. But there's a lot of unanswered questions. There's a whole lot that we don't know, and especially what comes next.
I mean, it is a little awkward to talk about a report we haven't seen. The report is said to be comprehensive. That's the word that's been bandied about. What could comprehensive mean?
Right. The first thing is, how are we going to find out and when are we going to find out? That's a huge question, is how the DOJ, the Department of Justice, will transfer this information over to Congress. How will this be handled? How much of it will go public? In some ways, legally, we're going to have to learn certain things. So some questions will be answered, and then there will still be unknowns at that point.
Let me put that same question to Garrett Graff, who is with us now. The report is said to be comprehensive, Garrett. What could comprehensive mean, do you think?
Well, there are a number of different things that this could mean for us at this point. One is, this could just be a narrative of what Mueller has found, piecing together sort of the existing hundreds of pages of documents he has already turned over, and added to it as well sort of information more directly relating to the president. Because remember, one of the things that is standing Justice Department policy is that the president himself cannot be indicted. And so this whole aspect of Bob Mueller's investigation that's supposed to be looking at the obstruction of justice question and whether the president obstructed justice through the firing of FBI Director Jim Comey or through other actions over the last couple of years, presumably Mueller was never going to bring charges against Donald Trump directly, and instead was going to be turning over that information to the Attorney General to turn over to Congress.
You know, just to go back and review how much has already happened. I mean, the Trump-Russia story precedes the inauguration in 2017. It's really into its third year now. Here's just a taste of what we've all been through since the story started.
Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort and his business associate Rick Gates have been indicted by a federal grand jury on a number of felony charges, including money laundering and conspiracy against the United States.
He was candidate Trump's and then President Trump's main advisor on national security and foreign policy. But today, Michael Flynn entered a guilty plea in the special counsel's investigation.
The FBI raided the office of President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, marks the confluence of two scandals for President Trump: Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election meddling and the ongoing controversy surrounding Cohen's $130,000 payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
Wow. So many names, so much time. Incredible.
Garrett, Matthew Bell here. When you think about that long record of what the Mueller team has done already, what jumps out at you at this point? I want to know more, of course, about what you expect to come out of the final report. But, you know, there's hundreds of pages of indictments. There's a lot we've already learned. There sort of is, in some ways, a Mueller report already.
Exactly. And I think that that's one of the things that a lot of people have sort of skipped over as we have all been awaiting this big final report, is that Bob Mueller has already done two very big things. First is he has already conducted one of the most important counterintelligence investigations in American history. His probe and charges that he has already brought against the Russian GRU military intelligence officers and the Internet Research Agency, Facebook bots and trolls, that attacked the 2016 election. That will stand in history as one of the most important espionage cases and counterintelligence cases that the U.S. has ever seen, right up there with the Rosenbergs or Aldrich Ames or Robert Hansen. The second thing, and you know, you were just sort of going through some of the sound from this, is he has already shown that the Trump campaign was the most criminal political enterprise that U.S. politics has ever seen. That this was a campaign where almost every senior official on the campaign was involved in extensive federal felonies, largely unrelated to the campaign itself, which is sort of stunning. You know, you have the campaign chairman involved in this Russian Ukrainian money laundering scheme. You have the Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, involved in this multi-year tax bank and taxi medallion fraud. You have the national security advisor working on behalf of the government of Turkey, Michael Flynn. The deputy campaign chairman wrapped up in this, also for lower level aides like George Papadopoulos as well.
It's really widespread, isn't it, Garrett?
It is. And it's the type of thing that, like, under normal circumstances, that alone would be politically damaging enough.
We're going to have to leave it there. Journalist Garrett Graff, thank you very much. And The World's Matthew Bell, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.